Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. My name is Sarah Desimores from the SD Group at Douglas Elliman in Miami, Florida. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Club, where we start the day on a positive note and challenge you towards abundance and growth. It is Tactical Tuesday, and today I will give you some tips on how to get more referrals. So over 50% of my business is referral-based, either through realtor referrals or from other clients or referral partners like estate planning attorneys and such. And I do get referrals from family and friends, right? However, it wasn't always like that for me. I'm a big sufferer of imposter syndrome, and for a really, really long time, for years, I was afraid of asking for referrals. You know, I'm even part of a networking group called BNI, which is Business Network International. And the whole point of the group is to ask for referrals and give referrals. Mind you, I started my own chapter in Miami. I was the number one person in my chapter giving out referrals. And after a year, I realized, oh my God, like, I'm afraid to ask for referrals. So how did I change this, right? The key word here is ask. The question I started asking, of course, with the help of coaches, with the help of podcasts, with the help of other realtors, is who do you know looking to buy or sell real estate in the next month or 3 months, right? It's not just, hey, do you happen to know anyone? No, no, no. I ask, who do you know? And that gets people thinking. According to Dale Carnegie Training, 91% of customers say they'd give referrals, yet only 11% of salespeople ask for them. That's a lot of potential revenue left on the table. So here are three tips to ask for more referrals. Number one, so the questions that most people ask is, when's the best time to ask for a referral? Well, the short answer is after your client is satisfied with your product or service. For me, I like to do it at the peak of a transaction when the client is still in a good mood, when they're about to close or just closed and they're just ecstatic over the mood in a really, really good mood. I send them an email. I have an email template called Help Me Help Other Clients, where not only do I ask them for a review, and it's a very short and sweet email. I'm not just going blah, blah, blah forever. It's really short and sweet. I ask them to leave me a review. But I also ask them the question, who do you know who could benefit from my services the same way that you benefited and the same way that I helped you? Who do you know that could benefit from that? Kind of blunt, but effective. Number two, figure out who could give you referrals and practice something called giver's gain, which is what I learned in BNI, which is the more you give, the more you get. So the more you try to help other people, other professionals, the more you send them referrals, the more you connect them with people they need to be connected with in order to potentially get business in the end, the more you eventually get back in terms of referrals. It works just like karma. You have to have this contribution mentality to help others, because at the end of the day, what goes around comes around. They will help you as well. So that's been very true for other realtors. I've given lots of tips. I've helped realtors. I've been on podcasts. I've spoken on stage at realtor events. I answer questions that realtors have when they message me on social media or when they call me or when they text me. And I've noticed that by doing this, and I'm not doing it in order to get referrals. I'm just doing it because I like helping other people. But I've noticed that over time, you know, sometimes I get referrals from people that I gave them a tip, you know, or I helped them with something years ago, and then now they're sending me a referral. It's pretty rewarding. And number three, social media. Social media is free. It is a free tool for you to ask for referrals. It's a free tool. You can share some testimonials that you have. You can ask the question, who do you know? You can link your website. You can link your website for appointments. It's free. It's free marketing. So going on social media, especially when you're getting on camera, get on your story, talk about an experience that you've had with a client, and then ask the question, who do you know looking to buy or sell real estate? Or who do you know looking for whatever service it is that you're offering, okay? So remember that referrals are the key to success in any business, okay? Your customers, your clients, they're the best people. Treat them well, and they'll bring you even more business through referrals. Catch you tomorrow at 5 a.m.